Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Today's cattle futures market gave some back. We had live cattle down about 75 in the August to close at 102.27. October's down 80, December's down 45, and the feeder cattle were down 17 in August, 45 lower in September, about 15 lower in the October. But November and January slightly higher, and then the spring months just slightly lower. So not a whole lot of action here after making new highs really for this move on the contracts. So giving just a little bit back today. The slaughter today was 119,000. Last week at the same time it was 119,000. Week to date, we're at 232,000, where last week, same period, 236,000. So slaughters has come down. Last year, it was 241,000, so 9,000 lower than where we've been, which is disappointing, but we are near, you know, we got down to 72,000 at one point, so we've come back a long way. Boxed beef at noon was up 22 on choice at 204.88. Select was 190.25, down 15 cents. So that was helpful. And then the lean hogs today, unchanged for the most part. August down 17, October up about 62, and December up about 50 cents. And then the Fed Cattle Exchange tomorrow has about a little under 1,500 head listed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300-plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Today's grain futures gave back quite a bit, and we're quite a bit lower here. We had corn down 8 to 9 cents. The soybeans down 13 to 14 cents. The wheats were both down. Kansas City down about 7 to 8. Chicago down 9 to 13. Yesterday's crop progress report showed 72% good to excellent for corn, which was unchanged on the week. And soybeans were 73% good to excellent, which was actually up 1%. And so that was a little bit good for the crop, but bad for prices. Then also, FC Stone released their latest crop production for corn and beans, and both of them were near record yields and record production for the corn and bean crop. If you look at the ending stocks for corn, it would be a record ending stocks. For beans, not so much, but 600 or 700 million bushels is still a pretty healthy amount on the ending stock. So these private reports are leading up to the August 12th USDA report, which will give us their latest estimate. But at any rate, the crop conditions suggest a very large crop and no shortage at all, and that's trickling through the markets. Currently, the stock markets around the world are a little bit higher, as well as the oil and gas futures.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis at 774-31-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.